I stand on a hill, but not for a thrill, but for the breath of a fresh kill. And never mind the man who contemplates doing away with license plates. He stands alone, anyhow, baking the cookies of discontent from the heat of the laundromat vent, leaving his soul. And then, like in poetry, I go dot, 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 you know, kind of off-center. Then I drop down, and then I go, leaving his soul, parting the waters of the medulla oblongata of mankind. You like that, John Boy? Yeah!
It is Wednesday, April the 21st. We got John Boy, Billy, and Jackie in the studio right now. And Andy, trusty Andy, behind the glass. And Rusty Randy is moving around his corner office.
I won't ask how you know that.
And Marcy on the flat screen.
Thought you were going to say, and Busty Marcy, what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, that's good.
Trusty, Rusty, and Busty.
Trusty, Rusty, Busty. All right, here's Rusty in there now. Hey, Randy.
Hey, which
good
one
morning.
Of you guys took the batteries out of my remote control?
Wasn't me. I did scoop a battery up for my electric fly-killing, bee-killing tennis racket.
So it wasn't you, but it turns out it may have been you.
Yeah.
And where are those batteries kept? In the remote control.
Rusty, you're on your own.
All right, let's see what's special about this April 21st. It's National Yellow Bat Day.
Is that a lesser-known superhero? Or?
No, it was this date in 1967. The 265th Army Security Agency Company, Airborne, with a 101st Airborne Division, was activated at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. That's that deal. All right. It's National Kindergarten Day. Day honors Frederick Wilhelm August Froebel, whom credit is given for starting the very first kindergarten in Germany in 1837. All right, so Germany decided they need to start turning kids at 5 years old.
Not leaving till we're even.
Except in German, of course, it would sound different.
I remember my kindergarten. It was like two blocks from the house. It was a house at Miss Foster's kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
They signed me up there, and I didn't want to leave home, so Mom had to come and play piano for the kids, so I'd go to kindergarten until I got used to it.
And you want to be our latex salesman.
My mama. It's National Chocolate Covered Cashews Day. All right, like a chocolate covered cashew. Reminds me of that Brittle Brothers cashew brittle.
It's good.
Oh, yeah. It is good, man. Like a cashew. And it's National Administrative Professionals Day, also known as Secretary's Day. Had to change that. Word police got on that. Or Administration Day. Professionals who keep an office running smoothly every day.
So a slightly grudging salute to all of you.
Yeah, we'll honor our part-time receptionist, Phil McCracken, a little bit later with that. So that's about the best I can do right off the top of my head.
So,
all right.
So we'll honor the fill-in and ignore the full-timer.
That's the plan.
Okay, got it.
All right. So, okay, we got 3 dates in this. We're saved up. We'll get our first prize back out. You know, first order business is get you ready to win on Outburst. That's a plan. Wake up, Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack we play for today, a big old variety pack of Astera Labs products. As pharmaceutical grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste, go to BigShow.com, click on the Astera banner, enter code JBB for buy one, get one pricing, all CBD products through April. Must be 18 to win. Let's get you set up right here. It was April 21st, 1878. The first firehouse pole was installed by Mercedes Corolla, a New York stripper I was trying to come up with a good stripper name.
Mercedes Corolla would not be a good stripper.
Corolla, that's like a Toyota.
Maybe if you flipped them around, Corolla Mercedes.
Corolla Mercedes sounds, yeah, sounds good. Actually, it was a New York firefighter named David Kenyon.
But his dance hall floozy girlfriend said, "This gives me a great idea."
And it was a grease pole, so that probably wouldn't be handy.
No, I wouldn't. The routine wouldn't last very long.
Because I got a rabbit leg hanging on it and stuff. Mm-hmm. That'd be more fun, no, I think. Well. All right.
A lot of firehouses don't have poles anymore. When you were a kid, did you tour one in Slagle?
Yes, absolutely.
That was a big day.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. All right. Move up to 1993. Brian Berg of Spirit Lake, Iowa, used 208 decks of playing cards to build a 75-story, 14-foot, 6-inch house of cards. He devoted 30 hours of meticulous work to setting the Guinness World Record.
So it's not like he had to get to his date, so yeah. He had plenty of time on his hands.
Finally, it was on this date in 03, a group of Russian train conductors needed hospital treatment after smashing their heads repeatedly against a train window to find out who had the strongest forehead.
Well, there's a good competition.
Conductors came up with a contest to pass time on a 3,000-mile journey across Siberia. All right, the train had to stop so the conductors could receive medical treatment.
Wow. They punched their own tickets.
All right. Well, there you go. There's the categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS. You toll free line across America. We play Outbursts next. Good morning, April the 21st. Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by Buds from Liquid Performance. Products available at all Napa stores. A video, living on a boat can be rough. Check it out. I was thinking about Randy. There's no problem with motion sickness. He can't even ride in a limo if he's going backwards.
No.
I love catching him.
No, I drive everywhere we go, even if it ain't my car.
Which the Uber drivers find very strange.
That's why I would never use Uber. I'd never take cabs. Can't do it.
All right, well, that's fun. You put your head on this guy's body, going all over the boat. That'd be fun. No. Fun for me. Well, y'all check it out when you get a chance at thebigshow.com. Fun for almost everybody. And right now, get our winning beginning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Carolyn from Prosperity, West Virginia.
We'll have a big show time.
Carolyn!
Oh.
Good morning, Carolyn. How are you?
Oh. I'm fantastic, but I'll get better.
That's a spirit. All right, babe. We're glad.
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good. Glad to have you out there. Glad you're in here. I'm sure you've been up long enough to get the legs up in your head, so let's bruise.
Oh, I got coffee in my brain.
All right, there we go. We're bruising through the categories, it looks like. All right. All right, Carolyn, here we go, babe. In 5 seconds, 3 things you see at a firehouse.
Fire truck, hoses, and ladders.
All right.
See, I get out of the way, you get to it there,
see how up she is? She was ready to give them before you even finished asking.
All right,
well,
let's get
it going. No, he had already given it.
Okay. Uh-oh. I think she might have hung up on herself.
Wow.
So excited. Yep.
Yeah.
She was so ready, she's done already.
Right. Jackie, do that *6 and 9 deal, whatever. Get Carolyn back on the line here. All right, is that you right there, Carolyn? I think it was.
Oh, yeah. That sounded like her.
Okay. I hope she doesn't have one of them Oliver Wendell Douglas phone poles you got to climb up there to get it back. Let's try it again. All right.
Hello.
Hey, there you are, Carolyn. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right. Don't touch nothing.
I won't touch a thing.
I would never usually say this to a contestant, but do you have a speakerphone?
Yes, I do.
No, don't do it. Here we go, Carolyn. We're category number two. In 5 seconds, three card games. Ready, go.
Poker, spades, and hearts.
Ma'am. And for the win, three things you see on a train. Ready, go.
Conductor, an engineer, and a caboose.
And there is Carolyn winning it.
The hard way.
All right, Carolyn, good work. You got a big old variety pack of Astera Labs products. We'll get to you up in prosperity. You hang on. Don't hang up. Jackie, get you right here, baby.
Thank you.
All right. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. It was about 20 minutes away. My brand new tune from Horton Boys, The Legend of Peckerhead Road continues. Morning, got the big show on the radio. For the latest tune from Horton and Boys, The Legend of Peckerhead Rose continues on lot number 3. 20 minutes. And man, let's start off this morning with a nice love song from Horton and Boys. And a few. Here's one where one of the girls was run through Casa de Double Wide. Everything was good about her, but her face.
Ladies and gentlemen, a tender love ballad written by our beloved bass player, Twitch, who just started dating a gal he is quite taken with lately. He's never written a love song before. If you don't believe it, just listen to this one. Met a gal at the beer joint on Saturday night. Her body is perfect, but her face ain't quite right. She's got the curves and stuff, but her face is kinda rough. Butterface,
Butterface,
I love you. Butterface, I love you. Butterface, I need you. Built like a 10 with the face of a 2. Butterface, she's homely, but when the night gets lonely, what's a old poor boy to do? She's a good old gal, and she's sweet and kind, and she looks pretty good if you look from behind. But she's got the kind of face that you see in outer space. Butterface,
Butterface,
I love you. Butterface, I love you. Butterface, I need you. A feller like me needs a woman like you. As much as I've been drinking, Butterface, I'm thinking you're probably the best I can do. Butterface, I love you. Butterface, I need you. You ain't no prize, but hell, neither am I. Butterface, don't leave me. Butterface, believe me, I'd sure hate to kiss you goodbye. I'd sure hate to kiss you goodbye.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Humming through your hump day. Now the latest. Hoyt the Junior Nation Band.
Well, I'm high straight in Rock Hill, side bed in Fort Mill, and a fresh deck down in Clover. Some call me smart ass, some call me dumb ass. I'm holding on tight till it's over. I'm a bear drinking, bad stinking, fart lighting, fist fighting on Latin daddy. Might be a tad dense, get by on horse sense at Packer Head Road number 3. I ain't got no trust fund, but I'm willing to bet, son, I'm having more fun than you. My band, Junior Nation's a show enough sensation, and we make it do what it do. I'm a big hairy, no thinking, hard rocking, hard drinking, knee-haw looking pervert. Might not have much brains, ain't got no complaints in Packer Head Road number 3. Let's go. Six, I drive back to the sticks, drink myself to a beer, 12 in the backyard. Gonna crank the amps and play the hits, cause all my friends rock real hard. I'm big hair and no driving, straight shooting or pooping, hee-haw looking pervert. Got the bad eyes and bad back, itching my butt crack, Packer Head Road number 3. Closest I'll ever get to heaven is tearing up my 77 to Packer Head Road number 3. All
right. Greetings all. This is Big Show Legal Counsel Aloysius P. Beaglehole of the Buford Beaglehole. Some other shows have accused John Boy and Billy of creating a morning radio monopoly that it's profoundly illegal. Oh, that's hogwash. It's all perfectly legal. Just like the Big Show with John Boy and Billy.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Wednesday, April 21st. having a birthday today. Happy birthday. You're sharing one with Queen Elizabeth II of Great Britain. So is that the queen?
Yeah.
That's her. She's 95 years old today.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, man.
Well, you think there's another Queen Elizabeth II?
I don't know. I actually didn't know if that was the second or 11th, because it's like, it looks like 11 there. So.
Okay, got it.
Taking a guess. All right. So.
So mainly, happy birthday to you.
Oh, boy.
I was looking down. We see Robin Mead, some anchor. Headline News, 52. James McAvoy, actor, 42.
He's the guy that had all the multiple personalities in that movie Split.
Yes.
And he's also the guy that plays the young version of Professor X in the X-Men movies.
I ain't seen him yet.
Right. You'd recognize him. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Hey, here's one I know. Rob Riggle.
Yeah.
He's 51 years old today. I always thought he was funny.
In the face.
Sit down there, Fat Jesus. You'll get your chance. He's just got a... his delivery. There's just something about that delivery.
Yeah, man.
He's just hysterical.
Isn't he one of the main guys on Holy Moly?
I don't know. That was Steph's. Stevin produced shows.
I think he was one of the hosts.
I liked him on the Fox NFL pregame stuff. He would do videos and have a skit every Sunday. Man, I love that. That's good stuff. Oh, one of my favorite rappers, Michael Franti, is 55. I think that's a rapper. You spell rapper with one P or not? Looks like raper, Michael Franti.
I don't think raper would get you on the celebrity birthday list.
Okay, that is rapper.
Is rapper.
And I was just kidding about it. I have no idea who he is either. I know Iggy Pop. Iggy Pop, 74. Yep.
Wow. And still weird.
You kids right? Get out of my yard. He's got that look.
Man. Tony Danza is 70 years old today.
Golly.
Brutus Beefcake is 64.
That's one of Hogan's buddies.
Yeah.
Brutus the
Bear. Sure enough. That's right. All right. And actor Charles Grodin is 86 years old. He was married to some Lib, wasn't he? Who's he married? Barbara Streisand?
He's pretty Libby himself. No, he wasn't married to Streisand.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Andy McDowell's birthday today.
Andy
too.
McDowell. Oh,
63.
Yeah. All right. Andy got the hug up on her. Mm-hmm. Even went to a steeplechase race with Andy.
Did she win?
She was running from, he was chasing her on the horse. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. Mainly happy birthday to. Queen the 11th. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack, includes a Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. The latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine, pickle juicers and convenient 2-ounce shooters and 64-ounce jugs. Get them now at MountOlivePickleShop.com or go to BigShow.com. Click on the Mount Olive Pickles banner. Making great products since 1926. Hang on, we'll play for 10 minutes. But right now, it's time for Tatertainment News, and here's our girl, Tater.
Thank you so much. Got some royal family information for you. I might as well tell you guys. You should know since the rest of the world knows. But so Prince Philip was, his funeral was on Saturday. And Queen Elizabeth made some tough decisions to accommodate only 30 family members who were allowed to attend at St. George Chapel in Windsor Castle, Buckingham Palace. You may have noticed, if you happened to watch that Saturday afternoon, that Prince William and Prince Harry were not side by side in the funeral procession. They had their cousin in between them. Queen Elizabeth wanted to keep the drama low and later found out that actually, from an insider, that it was Prince William who requested that.
Are they not getting along?
Everybody in the royal family is mad at Harry and Meghan right now.
Since the Oprah interview. But things, according to the sources for TMZ, that they said that they were having problems before they left for America. So Prince William was having problems with Harry before they left he and Meghan left for America over a year ago. So what else happened while Harry was in town was they had a 2-hour summit with his brother. So Prince Harry and Prince William were behind doors for about 2 hours trying to work things out.
Now, when we're in the church, you stay on your own side of the pew, you ginger miscreant. Damn you. Don't make me go tomato and pater.
Brothers, this guy talking down, they have to have a summit.
Out of the public eye and away from other influences.
Well, we have to get the caterers involved, don't we?
Only Prince Charles was there, though, to help mediate.
I'm sure that helped a lot. Yeah.
One last thing about Prince Philip. Upon the death of Queen Elizabeth, when that happens, Prince Philip will be exhumed so that he and the Queen are buried side by side in the Memorial Chapel at St. George's Chapel. So right now he's sealed in the Royal Vault of St. George's Chapel.
Okay, so I was wondering, why don't they just put him where they're going to put the Queen next to him?
But I guess she's got to go. They've got their hierarchy.
It's practical.
Okay.
Because the other folks that are there are her parents, King George, and her sister, Princess Margaret. And then there's some former kings buried there. George III, George IV, William IV.
They will bury people inside a church over there at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
If you're high up enough the food chain.
There you go. All right. So, since we're in England, let's talk about the Beatles. So there's a factory-sealed copy of the Beatles' The White Album. And it's marked, its serial number is, six zeros and then a one. So it's the very first one. And it's up for bids at gottahaverockandroll.com. So it was released in November of 1968. And the first issue covers then had the Beatles in raised letters. And each one was numbered with the discs having an Apple label with a Capitol Records logo in white around the perimeter. So this limited edition first print album were only made for the group and Capitol Records executives. So only the Beatles members and the execs had them. And one came from one of the suits that were there who obtained that album at a release party. And then he took it back to Capitol Records and had them factory seal it again. So this is what bidding on. So in 2015, Ringo Starr auctioned off his unsealed first print copy for $790,000.
Oh, well now.
And the starting bid was $25,000. So this one will sell between $500 and $700 on April 23rd.
That's nuts.
So get your money ready. Go get you an album.
The best Beatles souvenir I've ever heard of, Paul McCartney has it. When they did Sgt. Pepper, they did shot the album cover. The guy made two different versions of the drum head for the big bass drum. And they used one of them. And the other one, Paul McCartney has it hanging in his house in London. That's a Beatles souvenir right there.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Yeah.
That's there you wild. Go. Talking about celebrity relationships, J-Lo pulled the trigger and decided to end their engagement. Her engagement with Alex Rodriguez, known as A-Rod. So those kids are broken up.
So they've been engaged all this time. Yeah.
They've been engaged all this time and have been business partners. And so rumors are, according to People magazine, that that's what kind of held up the breakup, is that they are kind of mired in a lot of business things.
They're stuck in an A-hole, so to speak.
She's like worth like $400 million. But A-Rod's got like $350 million. And they've got good thing they didn't buy the Mets together, because that would have been messy. Yeah.
Might I suggest a summit of some kind?
But they've got a bunch of different things that they're involved in. And also, TMZ's worried about her $1.8 million engagement ring and what she's going to do. Is she going to give it back? What's going to happen?
I would say, she should.
I would say all female. I would say all brides or future fiancés who got a ring and
Your
didn't
Honor, who
follow
can argue
through
that?
But should
you
give back
to.
The ring.
You don't, because it was a gift.
Yeah.
And if he broke up with her, he probably going to keep it. Just despite it.
So do we know who broke up? Yeah, amicable.
Well, the tabloids are saying Jennifer did, because there were rumors that he cheated. So that's kind of what they're going on. But we will never really know. And lastly, Kobe Bryant is going to be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame next month. And it's kind of big news that Michael Jordan will be the one to honor him. So apparently when you are inducted or you're nominated, you pick somebody from the class before to present you with the honor. And Kobe Bryant's family picked Michael Jordan.
All right.
Cool. So that is going to be happening on May 15th in Connecticut.
Okay.
Hall of Fame ceremony. All right, you guys.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hip, hip. You boys get together.
All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out, according to a recent study, women with this physical characteristic earn nearly 10% more than their counterparts and are nearly twice as likely to marry a man that is rich.
Blondes.
Blonde hair. Mm. All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Statistically speaking, this U.S. holiday is the deadliest day on America's roadways.
Is, hey, let's do some shots. Is that an official holiday?
Official,
or does it just feel like it while it's going on?
See what y'all got. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, humping through your hump day. Now, video today is brought to you by Liquid Performance. World's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives available at all Napa stores. Living on a boat can be rough. You can tell the sea is angry this day, my friends. Check it out, thebigshow.com. All right. And now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy! Jeopardy!
And now, a man who says paying for a boat you don't live on can be pretty rough, too.
He's John Moore.
Yeah, thank you. And let's say hey to Sandy down beautiful Merle's Inlet, South Carolina. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right. We are good. You sound like you are having a wonderful morning.
Having a lovely.
Good, baby. Well, let's see what you got here on John Boy Jeopardy. Statistically speaking, this U.S. holiday is the deadliest day on America's roadways. What you think, Sandy?
Memorial Day.
Well, let's see. Is it Memorial Day?
Sandy.
Oh. Oh, not Memorial Day.
Only if you're wearing white.
Like this. Yeah, what?
The white, the, you know, white. You're not supposed to wear white.
No,
after
but that's
Day.
Labor Day.
I know, but it's from Memorial Day till Labor Day.
It's I think it's Easter to.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, Labor Day, I think.
Well,
yeah.
Look at me skinning my
pick?
Oh, hey, well, listen, Sandy, you and Randy, why don't y'all find out where y'all going later and what you're going to be wearing?
That'll Do you like cake? I've been looking at a new recipe.
Sandy, we appreciate you playing. You have a great day.
Hey, can I give a shout-out?
Yes, you may.
Okay. One, I'd like to give a shout-out to my husband, Mark Michael. Mm-hmm. Okay, and two, Low Country Vein Specialist. That's where I work. In Merle's Inlet.
Low,
so if you have bad legs, come down and see us. Okay?
Low Country Vein Specialist in Merle's Inlet. All right. Sandy, we're good, baby. I'll send you a picture of mine and see if you can do anything with it.
Oh, no, no.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right, baby. Let's go to Ron. He's down in Pawleys Island, South Carolina. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man. We good. All right. Everybody checking in from the Low Country of South Carolina this morning. Ron, what you got, man? The most deadliest U.S. holiday on America's roadways.
Well, it's got to be a busy one. How about 4th of July?
Well, how about it? Is it July 4th?
Southern Sun!
Yes, it is.
Hey, now.
So, and looking at it, that's followed closely by New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. And inexplicably, August the 13th and July 15th.
Yeah.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Just for
that's
no reason. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, okay. Hey, Ron, congratulations, buddy. Big old Mount Olive Pickled Prize Pack. Head down to Pawleys Island for you.
Thank you. Can I do a shout-out?
Of course.
Hey to the all the nurses on 2 East and Tidelands Hospital in Georgetown.
Well, all right. Good stuff, man. We got some medical workers there. Sandy on the legs and Ron down on the...
Okay.
What are you on again?
Drugs.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Ron, you hang on, buddy. Jackie, hook you up.
Thank you.
All right, bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side, our time capsule. I got one to funny 40 years we're working on here.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
So here we are at Daytona Beach for the race. I'm hungry. I call room service. Why do they get the people who most cannot, you understand them, to the phone for room service?
You mean you're working for room service?
No, it sounds like it. Oh. All right, but this is what really happened when I tried to order breakfast. Okay, Billy, here's a script. I wrote it all down. Okay. You be me.
You're not going to be you?
No, I'm going to be me being the room server. You be me. Okay? You're okay. Me.
Well, you're right. They are hard to understand.
So we hadn't even started yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Now, I started out. Okay.
Good morning, room sorbies.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I'd dial room service.
Right, room sorbies. Morning. Do you wish to order something?
Yeah. I'd like some bacon and eggs.
How'd you lie, then?
What?
Eggs, how do you like them? Pride, boy, pooch.
Oh, the eggs. How do I like them? Scramble, please.
How do you like the bacon, Chris?
Chris would be fine.
Okay, and Santos?
What?
Santos, July Santos.
I don't know, but I don't think so.
No, judo one toes.
Look, I feel really bad about this, but I don't know what judo one toes means. I'm sorry?
Toes. Why'd you don one toes? How about Singlish mopping we bother?
What? Oh, English muffin. I got it. Toast to English muffin. English muffin to be fine.
We bother?
No, just put the bother on the side.
What?
Butter on the side.
Copy?
I hate to say this, but...
Copy. Tea? Mill?
Oh, coffee, yeah. Coffee. Decaf, please. That's all.
One mini. As rune Torino fee, strangle eggs, crease bacon, tossy singlish mopping we bother, honey sight and copy, right?
Whatever you say.
Okay, tend you berry mud.
You're welcome.
And after that it came cold oatmeal, half a grapefruit, toast and hot tea.
Perfy.
John Boy and Billy.
What's your language in front of the lady, punk?
Morning radio done right.
Good Wednesday morning. Big Show's on the radio, rolling through your April the 21st. Well, the world is in a sorry state these days, and we're about to make it worse. Much, much worse. How, you may ask? Well, wow. Here is Astro Nerd.
Aww. Thanks for the invite, John Boy.
I didn't invite you. You just showed up.
You're welcome. And don't worry, I'm not going to tell any stale old jokes. I've taken my act in another all new direction.
Out the door?
That's a good one. Stealing! No. Meet Astro Nerd Insult Comic.
Oh, really?
I was trying to find something that would force me to stretch my hilarious wings.
So, and you chose insult comedy.
Well, it's not easy for me. See, I'm not a mean spirited person. I try not to say hurtful things. I don't get my jollies being unspeakably cruel and unkind. like Randy.
Wait, what's this all about?
Every time I want to come on the show and inform and educate your listeners in all things astronomical, he gives me the breeze. He says I'm a ratings killer, says the listeners aren't interested, says that I'm some sort of know-it-all, says I talk way too long.
Well, Randy...
I'm not done talking.
I was saying that Randy is executive producer and he's supposed to make that call.
Yeah, but... does he have to say it so dang mean?
Well, like what?
Oh, well, he says stuff like, no, keep talking. I always yawn when I'm interested. or let's play horse. I'll be the front end. You be yourself. or take a mental note. No, never mind. I see you're out of paper. That kind of stuff. Mean.
Well, as Oliver says, are you going to let him talk to you like that?
That's why I'm here. I'm really going to give him the business.
All right. Well, Randy, you asked for it. All right. Go ahead, fine. Nerd.
Heart's beating, hands sweating. Okay, here goes. Hey, Randy. Daryl Gretsch called. He wants his pants back.
Who is Daryl Gretsch?
Oh, he's this guy I know. He wears fancy pants all the time, just like Randy.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. No one knows who he is.
Oh, okay, right. Hey, Randy. Nice pants. Kaboom!
No, try something like, hey, Randy, nice pants. Is it gay bingo night?
Hey, stealing!
Okay, try something else.
All right. Hey, Randy, nice shirt. Is it gay bingo night? Kaboom!
Forget the clothes.
That's going to cut my act in half.
Thank goodness. Keep going.
Hey, Randy, Burt Bacharach called. He wants his hair back. Boom, sucker!
That's kind of weak.
Dang it. Okay. Hey, Randy, if you're so smart, how come you don't...
What's wrong?
I went off script. I can't think of anything.
Well, try something else.
Hey, Billy, nice glasses.
That's terrible.
No, I really like his glasses. Where'd you get lens crafters?
You are awful at this. Yeah.
Well, okay, smarty pants, you know so much, my ball cap, young friend. What would you say?
All right, off the top of my head, are you the first in your family to be born without a tail? Before you came along, we're hungry. Now we're fed up. Wait, let me guess. The aliens forgot to take out the anal probe.
Burn.
Do you want me to accept you as you are, or do you want me to like you? What about, you're a difficult man to forget, but well worth the effort. What about, I used to think you were a pain in the neck, but now I have a much lower opinion of you.
Yeah, man! Take that, Randy!
I'm sitting right here.
That was to you, by the way, Dirt.
Why are you so mean?
It's mind over matter. I don't mind because you don't matter.
Stealing!
And scent.
Don't you mean seen?
No scent because you stink.
Man, JP, you are on a roll. Stealing! Well, I got to get my notes together here. There's a lot to take in. In the immortal words of Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Terminator, I shall return, or something like that. Yeah. Hey, Randy, nice... Damn it, never mind. This is Sour Beef Jones, the world's most political wrestler. And if you don't want a Class A noggin thumping, you'll keep that dial tuned to The Big Show with Purdy Mouth and Half Pint. Tell him about it, sweaty.
If you change the channel, I'm going to come to your house and wash my thong in your sink.
You heard her right here on The Big Show.
Good morning, Big Shots on the Radio. All right, I'm through your hump day.
Wait, I got another one. Hey, Randy, damn it, I wrote it down.
You want? Can I tell you just a real quick true story?
Yeah.
Astronerd actually called me on a Saturday at home on my cell phone from someone else's cell phone because he knows I call blocked him a long time ago. So he borrowed somebody's cell phone. Phone rings, I don't recognize it, but I'm expecting a call back from a construction work thing. And so I answer it, and he's like, "Hey, Randy, I was just wondering, what is it that got me banned from the microphone at the studio?" I said, "Oh, that would be you speaking into it." And so we ended the... Well, he begged for a while, but apparently there's an eclipse. You can go to Texas and see it. That's pretty much anything, everything that we need to say about it.
Oh, is he trying to put together another bus trip like he did for the last one?
Yeah, not just like it. This one's going to Texas. That's what he pointed out to me.
Okay.
It's like, of course, well, so in that case... Yeah, so no, we're not going to be helping you.
Who wasn't?
I said, Spencer, you know, I could just call somebody from NASA and get, you know, if it was a goodbye.
So I don't guess we'll be hearing about the bus trip to Texas, sir. Uh-uh.
This is my favorite part of the show.
Yeah, well, there you go.
All right. It's some rube from NASA.
All right.
And for the record, I don't hate him. It's just that his presence annoys me. I don't know why. But,
Thank you.
That really, you can't recover from that once you're there.
Much in the same way there's a mosquito in the room.
Kind of irritating. You just want to leave the room, you know.
All right. So,
okay, Billy, your turn.
I wonder if his propeller business, you know, because he wore a propeller on his hat and he started selling them for $5 a piece. Right? Yeah.
And I told him, nobody likes a prop comic.
I'm pretty sure since he was banned from the mic, his sales have dried up.
Somewhere right now he's going, stealing!
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win, it's the current events quiz. You take C, get a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit in that John Boy and Billy 5-gallon bucket. If you go to BigShow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, you get 20% off all appearance, maintenance, and performance products when you enter code JBB at checkout. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. That Royals been in the news, and look at this latest tune from Harry the Prince right here on the Big Show.
I'm Harry the Prince, I am. Harry the Prince, I am, I am. I'm married to an American girl. She is nuttier than a squirrel. Now everyone don't like Harry, especially his daddy and his gram. I'm the third in line for the monarchy. Harry the Prince I am. Second verse, worse than the first. I'm Harry the Prince I am. Harry the Prince I am, I am. I'm about as low as I can go. Wound up on the Oprah show. Now everyone's sick of Harry. Harry and his dreadful little wife. I'm still the prince called Harry. I really screwed up my life. The prince I am, Harry the Prince I am, I am. Things have gotten a little off course. Looking forward to my divorce. And then I'll be single, Harry. Royalty is really such a scam.
What a scam.
But I'm still in line for the monarchy. Harry the Prince I am.
All right, short and sweet. Good work, Harry. That's the way we like you rolls. Get in and out. All right. Let's play the current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
Los Angeles rapper gets publicity the hard way.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. If you take C, you will win. We play next. Thank you. Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio. What do I got to do? I got to do it with
Superfly.
And Billy and Randy and Jackie and Tater and Andy behind the glass. Okay. Feel like a finish now. And John Boy, Billy, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take the whiz. It's time for the current events quiz. Tennessee.
Yay. Let's say hey to Alan out of Goldsboro, North Carolina. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Hey, man, we're good. So, Alan, have you eaten at our buddy Carl the Cook's restaurant there, Carl Shell's the steakhouse in Goldsboro?
That's the best there is.
Well, I hear you, buddy. It is good, man. I need to get by there. Been a while. All right, Carl. By the way, it reminds us, our grilling sauce is on sale through May 5th at Ingles Supermarkets. We got the original and the sweet and mild on sale. Ingles Supermarkets. That buzz. All right, Al. Now back to you, Alan. As you listen to Billy and win this big old prize pack.
Well, an aspiring Los Angeles rapper was hospitalized after he whipped out a knife and cut off his own, well, let's just describe it as a groin injury.
Yikes.
He babatized himself, partially anyway. Hip-hop wannabe Andre Johnson says the self-inflicted personal injury came while he was, quote, smoking a lot of weed and reading about monks and vasectomies, end quote. Mm. He was depressed about a restraining order that wouldn't let him see his kids also. Wonder how that happened. So he carved off a chunk of himself and jumped out the window.
Okay.
Johnson's injuries were not life-threatening. He says he's feeling much better already and already working on a new album called A, Cry for Help, B, Not Crazy No Mo, or C, The Return of Little Shorty Johnson.
What you got, Alan?
I got to go with C with that Little Shorty Johnson. That's pretty good.
How bad do you want street cred?
Somebody got it on an iPhone, so they got a little clip of the audio.
Help me! Somebody help me!
And then crash out the window. It was awful.
All right. Well, Alan, you got a big old liquid performance prize pack heading over to Goldsboro for you.
Appreciate it. Can I give a shout-out?
You sure can.
I'd love to give a shout-out to my wife. She's been good to me for the last 11 years as of May 1st. And my two daughters, Allison and Kim.
Well, all right, Dad. Happy anniversary. Kiss the girls for us, Alan.
Will do, brother. Thank you.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side. Yeah, latest roundup of dumb crook news. All right, news and news. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Less than 20 minutes away, latest tune, Gary Busey. Right now, it's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb crook stories gleaned from wherever y'all gleaning from these days. A lot of spots.
Yep.
Email to thebigshow.com, the address. We'll follow this report. A man in Phoenix, Arizona, found a bag sitting next to the ATM outside a bank. In the bag, he discovered $23,000 in cash. Well, the man took the bag inside and turned it in. The grateful bank gave the good citizen a cash reward of
$50. $50? Wow. What is this, dumb bank news?
Well, the man was so proud, he called the local newspaper and shared the big story in an interview. Well, one of the people who read the story was his ex-wife, who he owes $1,900 in back child support.
Okay. Oh, so it's dumb deadbeat news. I'm sorry.
Unexpected windfall didn't last long.
No. Yeah, yeah.
An ex-prison inmate in Kansas City filed for a temporary restraining order against a woman who he said had been stalking him. Well, the woman in question turned out to be his parole officer. Oh. The parolee decided that having to meet with the woman once a week was way too much work.
Look, I ain't got all this time.
Judge quickly figured out what was going on and denied the application.
Okay, then. Stalking.
A man broke into a house in Berlin, Germany, and stole a woman's life savings, almost $27,000 in cash. Well, it didn't take long for police to find him. He'd stopped for the burglary on the way home from a local hospital where he'd been treated for a broken arm. Well, somehow he managed to leave a full set of x-rays at the scene of the crime.
Well, wow.
Along with paperwork featuring his full name and address.
Already then.
Would you believe I was woozy from the anesthetic?
A man on a New York subway approached another passenger and demanded his wallet. After taking out the cash, he decided to give the victim his wallet back. But somehow, the suspect managed to hand over his own wallet by mistake.
What?
Well, the victim turned the wallet over to police, who went to the suspect's home and arrested him.
Okay.
You got his wallet back. You know there was more money in this before.
Two men running a meth lab in Omaha, Nebraska, decided to increase their production to improve their business. One of the key ingredients in their meth-making process is, how do you pronounce that? Honduras ammonia?
I think it's anhydrous ammonia, okay. As I say it, yeah.
Well, it's normally sold in gas grill-sized containers.
Wow.
But somehow the Heisenberg wannabes got their hands on a 9,600-gallon tank of ammonia.
Okay.
The size normally pulled by 18-wheelers.
Wow.
Well, they parked it in front of their house and ran a large hose inside. Well, this quickly attracted the attention of police, who shut down the operation a short time later.
Yay, Mr. White. Yay, science.
A man who works as a professional clown in Altoona, Pennsylvania, came out of an appearance at a local shrine club to find somebody had stolen his clown car.
Oh.
Well, the victim says he's owned the vehicle for several years and has become famous for driving it in local parades. Hmm. Police are on the lookout for a bright yellow miniature tow truck that could have as many as 14 suspects inside.
How do you like me now?
A Jacksonville, Florida man decided to pull a prank on his girlfriend by driving past her house and shooting a large bottle rocket-style firecracker at her from the window of his car.
Uh-oh.
Well, he lit the fuse, but didn't quite get the rocket up to the window before it ignited.
Uh-oh.
Well, the missile bounced around inside the man's car before exploding in his lap.
Hey.
He managed to get the car stopped, but not before suffering serious burns on his legs and crotch.
Well,
good news, ladies. He might be back on the market soon. Police in Binghamton, New York, have arrested a suspect known as the Vaseline Bandit.
Oh.
The man was busted for smearing 14 jars of petroleum jelly all over the inside of a room at a local Motel 6.
Say, that's odd.
I've stayed there. I don't think it would help.
Well, the motel manager says almost every inch of the room's furniture, appliances, and carpeting was coated in Vaseline, which took almost a month to clean up.
Dang.
Well, the man refused to explain what he was up to and got 3 years probation and a $4,000 fine.
Yikes. I was trying to give him the slip.
And finally, a man was convicted in a Brownsville, Texas court for selling 36 grams of cocaine to a federal drug informant. The jury convicted him on the drug charge and ruled he had to forfeit all the property he bought with the money, including a winning Texas lottery ticket with a prize worth $5.5 million.
Oh.
Son of a...
If you got Dumb Crook News, you can mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219, or email anybody but me at thebigshow.com. We'll be right back. Good morning. Big Show's on the radio, about 20 minutes away from What to Watch. The latest to watch entertainment news. But right now, latest tune from Busey.
Stand another crazy chick. Leather chaps and whipped cream spank her with a stick. She did a thing with gerbils, really blew my mind. She even liked them rug burns on her sweet behind. It's something unforgivable. I know that it ain't right. I had a real good time. Sure what would make her want to act this way. She mumbled something about her old man being gay. You must have failed throwing down in the boudoir, or else that heifer wouldn't ride this cowpoke raw. I know it seems despicable, but man, her body's tight. I had a real good time with you. Look, Hoss, these things happen. Relationships ain't what they used to be, man. Like they say, the heart wants what the heart wants. And apparently her heart wants to be tied to a scale replica of the Hindenburg in the middle of a hailstorm while dressed as Catwoman, and have me, dressed as Junior Samples, throw all beef bologna at her bare butt while singing the Albanian national anthem. I can dig that. Meow. I hope I'm uninfectable. This rash don't look quite right. I had a real good time with your old wife. She's pretty unpredictable, and man, she likes to bite. I had a real good time with your old wife. But you can have her back now. I'm done with her. I'm hooking up with her sister.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And now the moment you've all been waiting for, what some folks consider the single best part of the John Boy and Billy Big Show, a highly anticipated highlight that's sure to please. That's right, it's a break from all the stupid, right here on the Really Big Show.
Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio, rolling to you Wednesday morning. You probably heard the news, 82-year-old Bernard Madoff, Bernie Madoff, whose name became synonymous with financial fraud.
Although not under that pronunciation. It's Madoff.
How do you do it?
Madoff.
Madoff.
As in he made off with everybody's money. That's how
how about that? Just remember that. Well, he did pass away last Wednesday while serving a 150-year sentence.
Yeah.
In federal prison. It was in Butner, in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I remember growing up, we used to call it Camp Butner. It was like the crazy hospital.
Mm-hmm. That's right, right.
We're going to put you on Camp Butner. Is that still a crazy hospital?
Was that your dad?
Because that is how his dad would have said it, as I remember. Yeah.
So Madoff was the sole mastermind behind a Ponzi scheme worth more than $21 billion. So it was some kind of movie on about him a couple years ago.
Yeah, with De Niro playing.
Yeah,
it was
like
an HBO
movie.
It was really good.
Yeah, man.
I have to see that.
So, man, and I don't know. He got his start as an investor, as a penny stock trader, using $5,000 he had saved up working as a lifeguard and as a sprinkler installer. He served on the boards of several charitable foundations that trusted him with their endowments, many of which went belly up.
Yep.
And ironically, he was a very generous philanthropist.
Well, that was easy. He was using somebody else's money.
Giving away
money.
Millions to charity. It was other people's money. Right. Mm-hmm. Man, so this Ponzi scheme, I guess Ponzi covers a whole bunch of stuff. So basically,
Ponzi is basically where you raise money and, you know, some kind of an investment scheme, and then you pay, as you continue to sign up people, you pay them with the money from the previous group of people. And so you're just basically, you know, it's a shell game.
Yeah, you're keeping a percentage for yourself.
Right.
And as it progresses. But and the people who get paid are your salesmen, so to speak. They go out and say, man, I gave him $10. He gave me back $100.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Man, but sooner or later it runs out because you can't keep that up.
Mm. Yeah, he did a pretty good job.
So Madoff, well, he owned like a 55-foot yacht named Bullship. Uh-huh. He owned four homes that were worth more than $30 million each. Mm-hmm. The Palm Beach Country Club, where he trolled for many of his victims, charged a $300,000 initiation fee.
Oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And one of his investors, duped by Madoff, was Stephen Greenspan, author of the book Annals of Gullibility.
I think it's annals. Yes. Yeah. It was a little bit of both, as it turns out.
Yeah, he did call him an annal at some point. So,
guy who wrote the book even lost $400,000 to him.
Well, you know who lost a big chunk of money? Remember this? Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
that's right.
Kevin Bacon got taken for a huge chunk.
Man. So the amount of investor funds found to be taken was over $21 billion, about half of which is still unaccounted for.
Yep.
Wow.
It was more like a Fonzie scheme. They would say, hey, where's the money? He'd just shrug your shoulders and go, hey!
Man, that is wild. So he's gone now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
At the devil's weenie roast. That's what my mom would say.
Right.
Dana, hang on here in a couple of minutes. Let's find out what to watch here. All right? Big Joe rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word, and the winner gets a $50 gift card from Trophy Tree Stands. Turkey season is here. Trophy Tree Stands got the best ground blinds, swivel blind chairs, and blaster tree seats. If you go to BigShow.com, click on the Trophy Tree Stands banner, enter code JBB, get 20% off at checkout. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. But right now, from the desk of Tatertainment News, it's What to Watch. Here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what's trending on Netflix today. Synchronic. This has Anthony Mackie and Jamie Dornan. They're two paramedics who notice a new designer drug is causing a bunch of weird medical emergencies. And a big part of that weirdness is that people who take the drug start traveling through time.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I think that would make things kind of weird.
I watched this over the weekend, and it's a little slow. It's a little slow.
Were you high?
No.
Well,
no.
You see? You didn't do it right.
Yeah.
I usually like time travel movies, stuff like that. Yeah. It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
But just not a lot of time travel, just...
Look at it this way. Don't take the designer drug before you start watching it, because you'll never understand what's going on.
And if I go too deep into the time travel stuff, I might ruin it.
Okay.
So,
All right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. And it's a title of a movie. Jamie Foxx and David Alan Grier, who first worked together on In Living Color, reunite for a new family sitcom about a dad who has to figure out fatherhood on the fly when his teenage daughter moves in with him.
Now, which one of them plays a teenage daughter?
That would be Alan Grier. Okay. No, I don't know. But Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. Coming this Thursday on Netflix, Stowaway. Anna Kendrick, Toni Collette, Daniel Day-Kim from Lost. They play three astronauts on the first mission to Mars. But wait, there's an unexpected passenger on board. Wow. There's an unexpected passenger on board.
Again?
That's about to screw that. Everything
up. There's two of them.
Wow. It looks pretty good. I mean, this guy's like a ground crewman, and he somehow gets stuck in the, you know, in the ventilation system or something, and ends up coming to later on, well after launch. And they can't go back, so they got to train him to be one of the crew members. And then things get a little wonky because there's not enough supplies. There's other things that go wrong. Mm-hmm. So
So yeah. He's really bad at space, and he's in space.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, it looks actually, it looked like it might be pretty good.
So. Okay.
I love science fiction.
We weren't expecting you. Yeah. And on our Amazon Prime movie pick of the week, A Simple Plan. This is a tense crime drama from 1998. It's starring Bill Paxton and Billy Bob Thornton. Three buddies discover a crashed plane deep in the woods that holds a dead guy and several million dollars in cash, and they make a pact to keep it secret until they can come up with a plan to keep the local authorities from finding out about the cash. Mm-hmm. But even a simple plan gets complicated when there's big money involved.
I love this movie. I haven't seen it in a long time. This is a great movie. It's got a great cast, and the story is pretty good, too.
Uh-huh.
It's just three guys, and it's like, how are they going to screw this up? It's like they found all this money. How are they going to screw right. it up?
Makes you nervous.
I don't hear many people talk about it, but I thoroughly enjoyed that one.
Did they buy a big mansion in Gastonia? I hear that'll mess it up.
Well, there you go.
Talk about it at the bar. But that's a wrap of what to watch.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Marcy. All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. All right. Here we go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Get a couple contestants and play next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Hummin' do you hump day, Wednesday, April 21st. Video today is brought to you by Liquid Performance. It's the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives available at all Napa stores. Living on a boat can be rough. See how rough? Check it out.
Rough.
TheBigShow.com. And we'll be taking a classic beer request off the wall coming up in minutes. Right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They played a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet a contestant. We got James from Longview, Texas. Good morning, James.
My name's actually Jason.
Oh, that's Jason. All right. You were close there, Jackie. She's
Is James
all covered
nearby?
Up.
Could you get him?
Oh, we're thinking. Jason, all right. And then we got Rowdy from Woodstock, Virginia on the line. Good morning,
Actually,
Rowdy.
It's Ralph.
You can't mess up Rowdy. You got it right.
All right. So, Rowdy, you're on team Randy and Tater. And then Jason on the John Boy and Billy side. All right, boys, you know how to
do it. Yay, I mean, yay.
That's a spirit. All right. Well, Rowdy, you relax, and me and Jason, will go for the first 30 seconds. All right. Are you ready, Jason?
Yes, sir.
All right. Start the clock now. These things get in your body and make you sick, and you look at them through a microscope.
Bacteria.
No,
germs.
No, yes.
No, there you go.
All right, over 98 degrees is a, you have a?
Heat stroke, a hot day, a blister, a fever.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, a blank and a cold.
Cough and a cold.
Yeah, all right. Go to the dentist when you have a tooth.
Toothache.
Yeah, all right. Eat this, Campbell's.
Chicken noodle soup.
Yes, soup. Good work. All right, Jason, put a 5 on the board.
Johnny, I would have that cough looked at. It sounds awful.
Yeah. I did 5, damn it, Jason. All right, Rowdy and Tater are up for round one.
If I had a nickel for every time I've heard that sentence.
Rowdy and Tater.
All right, Rowdy, you got Tater. Tater got Rowdy.
Hello.
All right.
All right. Y'all ready? Okay. Start the clock now.
All right, a nickname for a tornado. It was also a board game.
Twister.
Yes, sir. This is a, you blow through this. It's like a harmonica, but you just kind of blow forward.
A horn, a bugle,
no.
A trumpet.
It's a little thing like a harmonica. It's small.
Mandolin. I don't know.
No, you blow through it. It's the word sounds like
kazoo.
Yes, there you go.
Kazoo.
All right. Hey, if it's not sour, it is what?
Sweet.
Yes.
All right, so you got a three, and Jason leads by two after quick, round one.
Two
so.
Quick points. Tater, Twister, if you've been played it on a board game, it's kind of wrong.
It's a really big board.
Oh, okay, all right.
The original version is a really big board.
And the reason your kazoo work is sounding so bad is you don't blow through it, you hum into it.
That's right. That's why we kicked you out of the band, by the way.
Just so you know. Let me think. Did he get it?
Nope.
Yeah, he did.
But see, the idea is to let him get it faster.
All right. You know you got to go next. So
I know.
Keep up. Don't blow. Hum. Bam, bam, bam. All right, here we go. All
keys right. to life okay, right there. Keys
got,
to life.
He's got pictures. He's got pictures in my mind, John. Boy. Yeah. I always heard of a tater, a titty twister, but never a tater twister. So is that
a tater twister? Yeah. It will be fun. All right, so here we go. Okay, Jason and Billy for round two. You ready, Jason?
Absolutely. Come on, Billy.
All right.
And go.
When you get embarrassed and your face turns red, you're doing what?
Red. Flushed.
There you go. Let's see. This is a little indentation on the side of your mouth when you smile is a what?
Dimple.
Yeah.
Yep. A little tiny smile is just a hint of a smile is to say he give me a sly little what?
Nudge, wink, grin.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Grin. All right. And if you something is really funny, you go, ah, ha, 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 what is that?
LOL, laugh out loud.
Yeah. I meant for that laugh to sound way more sincere than it did.
I guarantee you, Jason works the crossword puzzle every weekend.
There you go.
He's listening to Bob. Good work, Jason. All right. Put a 4 on a 5, a 9 score for Jason. So, Rowdy and Randy, 6 to tie, 7 to win. That's right. All right, Rowdy and Randy, ready, go.
This is what you leave for the waitress at the end of the meal.
A tip.
Yep. It rhymes with it. Just not a gulp, but just a tiny little bit of a drink. Sip. Yep.
Sip.
Also rhymes with it. You've got to really improve your hand strength Sip. So that you have a better...
Grip. Grip.
Yep. Yes.
Rhymes with it. A paper... It's a piece of metal.
Paper clip.
Yep.
4.
Rhymes with it. Okay. You do this with chips and.
Hip, flip, hip.
Yep.
Oh, all right. Well, he made a run out of 5. He came up 1 short to the tie. Jason wins 9-8. That's it. All right. Rowdy came up a little short, buddy, but you can try again any game, anytime. All right.
I appreciate it.
Man, we appreciate you, Rowdy. You have a great day up in Woodstock, man. All right, then. And Jason, you get the Trophy Tree Stands prize pack down to Longview. Garage on your victory.
Hey, James would like to give the obligatory shout-out.
Okay. All right, put him on.
I tell you what, James is a blessed man since we're speaking in the third person. I woke up the other morning, and I was alive, and the Lord loved me, and I realized it's been 6 months since I've played John Boy and Billy. So I called, and guess what? Whammo, here I am. This is my sixth or seventh time. So
wow, man.
Sorry for hogging it, but I want my 15 seconds of fame, okay? I want to give a shout-out to all of the natural gas employees out there. I work for CenterPoint Energy in Texas. We keep the fires lit, the heat on, and the food cooked, and especially to Midcoast Energy Pipeline hand in Gilmer, Texas. His name is Nathan Dodd. He keeps the rats running.
All right. Well, good stuff, Jason. We appreciate you, man. And I guess we'll see you in 6 months.
Hopefully so. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic bit request of the morning. Sean Griffin. Sean wants to hear some Robert D. Rayford, a favorite of his. Huh? You got it, Sean. Remember us from Robert D. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer request this morning from Sean Griffin out there in John Boy and Billy Facebook land. There's some Robert D. Here we go, Sean.
Rayford again with some gems from the weird. I got to laughing at something in this story here that I'd missed. The guy's name.
Oh, boy.
It floats. Sometimes. You know, week before last, we told you about record-holding water treader Moon Hufstetler swimming 55 miles on the Catawba River to help commemorate my 55 years in broadcasting and practicing for his next big swim all the way down the Mississippi River. Well, here's a man who plans to swim the New York City sewer system. Dateline, Weekly World News, New York City. A courageous garbage man is demanding his right to swim the length of the city's sewer system from one end to the other just to prove that the wastewater festering under the city streets is nowhere near as toxic as it's cracked up to be. The man, Arthur Turdmore, told the Weekly World News, "All of this whining about pollution makes me sick." Mr. Turdmore says... He says, "I'm going to swim the sewer to show the world that a man as healthy as he makes up his mind to be." Mr. Turdmore's. He says he's learned that it may be easier to dog paddle through the sewer than to negotiate Big Apple bureaucracy. "They got me loaded up with paperwork running from one office to another for permits like I was some kind of hamster in a maze." The would-be marathon swimmer would also like to obtain some financial sponsors. Says it's been difficult to attract attention from the press. Who says that? Mr. Turdmore. Oh, I'm Billy Robert E. Rayford, swimming against the stream on the John Boy and Billy Show. Within Betty's space.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio, and happy National Administrative Professionals Day. All those who keep offices running smoothly across America. Yeah, smoothly, we're running out front right now.
I think that I'm getting fat, and that is the truth, yeah. When I went out to lunch, I got stuck in the booth. I'm just a little too wide. I'm just a little too wide. I'm just a little too wide. My pants are scared. Oh, hello, Babs, my precious angel. Oh, nothing, just lamenting my constant battle of the bulge. The diet? Oh, the diet was great. All I had to do was follow the recipes on the cards. The food was wonderful. I was never hungry. That's what I noticed, that I wasn't losing any weight. Then I saw the bottom of the recipe card. It said, serve six. That's about one serving per chin. So it's back to basics for Philip Laverne McCracken. Nothing but bok choy and toilet water from here on out. Well, I have to do something, Babsy Wabsy. Marcel got me some skinny jeans for Christmas. I had to take them back. The clerk asked why I was returning them, and I said, because they hurt my feelings. How sad is that? My love life? Please. I can't even get into my own pants. Marcel, oh, he's not sympathetic. I told him I thought we should get a bigger apartment. He said, or you could just lose weight. But I'm supposed to be the catty one. And then, when I was bending over to put on my go-go boots,
I had a teeny, little, tiny, teeny case of plumber's cleavage. And Marcel said, yeah, you're right. Maybe we better move. Looks like we're living in a crack house. Well, yeah, that one was pretty funny, but still. So what's new with you? What? Johnny Bravo fell off a ladder? Is he all right? You had to call an ambulance. Oh, dearie, dear. The dispatcher told you to stay calm. That's good, that's good. She asked if he was conscious, and he was. That's good, that's good. She asked if you knew what made him fall. What did you say? No, what? Oh. All right. Time to give big sister Philomena a little break. Listen, why don't you tootle to the loo and do what you do? Shoo-shoo. Scooty-poo. Mm-mm, other way. No, the other way. Good girl. Remember, it's not a big cup of water. Okay, just check. And she's gone. Sigh. Some people drink from the fountain of knowledge. Babs just gargles with it. Jumbo and Big Show, Phil speaking. I'm going to help you. I'm sorry, who? Killer? I'm sorry, but killer who? Bees? Really? No, really, who is this? Oh, wait, I do know. I know who you are. You're the exterminator. Oh, yes, you are. You're killing comedy. I still got it. John Boy, Billy, Big Show, Phil speaking. I'm going to help you. Are we accepting applications? I really don't know. Oh, you recently just lost your job and you're looking for a new career. Well, honestly, I don't think you're cut out for the big time. Listen, why don't you call Waste Treatment Services? Well, just don't tell them you used to be governor. They might call you back. They won't call him back. Jump on to be Big Show, Phil Bing, I'm help you. Fisher? Are you one of Mr. Boy's nautical cohorts? Monroe Fisher. Nope, doesn't ring a bell. You travel the world and call and tell people about your travels. Well, keep going. I can still hear you. It is loser palooza here today. How could it possibly get any worse? Top of the Big Show, Phil Spigot, to help you. Oh, it got worse. What do y'all want, nerd? You missed doing your space update and want to know if you can phone it in? Why not? Everyone else is. Hold on, I'll check. Guess not. Top of the Big Show, Phil Spigot, to help you. Oh, Marcel. Sorry about that. Holy Bette Midler's boob sweat, it has been a day. So, how's your mother? Feeling better? That's a shame. Listen, I'll be nicer when she stopped referring to me as Hungry Hungry Hippo. Oh, Marcel, you missed it. Babs and I picked up her friend Tiffany at the bus station last night. Well, there she was, standing on the corner with her left breast hanging out of her blouse. I said, Miss Tiffany... You are exposed. She looked down and screamed, Oh, no, I left the baby on the bus again.
Oh, no.
I know. She makes Babs look like Alice Einstein. No, that's all I've got. I don't really know any smart women. And none of them work here. So when do you get home? You're home. Listen, why don't you meet Babs and I for a ladies' lunch? That's perfect. Let's go to the Mexican restaurant with a busboy that looks like Ricardo Montalban. And Marcel, before you come,
dust.
All right, Miss Babs, we're off to run errands and then a nice lunch out with Marcel. Maybe we'll even have a little cocktail. No, not a rooster's butt, a mixed drink. You know, I think I'll have a G&T. Hmm? That's a gin and tonic. And Marcel will no doubt have an R&C. That's a rum and coke. And what will you be having? A 15. What's that? A 7 and 7. Oh, my head. Looks like I'm going to have to snort the BC powders today. To the Mini Cooper! Carry on, straight people!
Let's get it, buddy.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Y'all got the John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast dropping about an hour and a half from now. All things need to listen is at thebigshow.com. Have a great rest of your hump day. See you on Thursday. Love you, mean it.
And scene.